your God-given potential today. Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro and co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle. Join us as we feature dynamic testimonies of God's hand in the lives of people in our series, Hope in a Time of Crisis. Be a part of our show by calling us at 296-5467. And now, The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How important is it to give, especially when times are tough? What happens when people are generous? The Bible says in Proverbs 11:25 that a generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. During times of economic crisis, many become more cautious in their spending, rightfully so. Yet there are seemingly even more needs at such times like these. What should we do? What have you done? What are you doing? Call us at 296-5467 to let us know your thoughts. You see, in times like these, we are constrained. We feel as though we need to be more guarded. Hopefully not more jaded, but certainly more guarded. We're looking at ways to stretch the dollar, to be more wise in the use of the resources that we have. But inside, do we tighten up? Do we become so conservative that our hands and our fists no longer open in the way that they used to be open before, because we don't want to lose what we already have. We want to keep what we have. Or are these times when we can still be generous? Could it be that these are times when we can still give? Because certainly the needs are there. And people need more? Is it just money that people need? Is it just money that we can give? Or are there other things that can be given? Like time. Like our expertise. Everybody has something they're good at. Could we give that away? What are your thoughts? Call us at 296-5467. Our guest today is Kimberly Miyazawa Frank of Kimberly Frank Consulting. She's a professional with more than 15 years of experience in organizational development. She specializes in increasing employee engagement, enhancing workplace culture to impact organizations' competitive edge. Her clients include Fortune 100 corporations, governmental agencies, nonprofit organizations, educational institutions. Kimberly has managed the internal communication strategies for several financial institutions that were undergoing significant operational leadership transitions, including Fifth Third Bank and Wells Fargo. Kimberly is the president of the Junior League of Honolulu. For the past 4 years, she's worked to improve the membership organization's internal and external communication to position that nonprofit as a relevant volunteer organization that remains strong through the economic downturn that we're experiencing at this very moment, especially when communities need support the most. She's led the design and production of organizations, print, electronic, internet communication vehicles. I mean, she's obviously done a lot and is doing a lot. She serves on the boards of the Organ Donor Center of Hawaii, the Bible Institute of Hawaii, volunteers her time with the Boys and Girls Club of Hawaii, the Honolulu Academy of Arts, Honolulu Japanese Chamber of Commerce. She's active in SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management, and the ASTD, American Society for Training and Development. And you know, the reason why it's so important for you to hear this about our guest is because she's already above and beyond those areas of involvement, already a very busy woman. She's a mother, a wife. She has two beautiful daughters. She was born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii, graduated from St. Andrew's Priory, received her bachelor's degree from Miami University and her law degree from Rutgers Law School. She lived and worked on the mainland for 25 years. She combines her mainland education and experience with her love for these islands, wanting to help companies and people leverage human capital, which, by the way, is very much what we're trying to do here, to help people unleash their God-given purpose. They're faithful members at Wellspring Covenant Church. This is our guest, Kimberly Miyazawa Frank. Kimberly, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Good afternoon, everyone.
It's a blessing to have you with us, Kim. Kim, you know, we already talked about you being a local girl, growing up here in these islands. Tell us a little bit more where you grew up. You know, what was your experience like growing up in Hawaii?
Great. I was born here in Hawaii at Kapi'olani Hospital. Mm-hmm. And my family, my mom, my dad, and initially just me, started out in Kalihi. Mm. And when I was just a few years old, my parents moved out to Mililani. That was before the H2, before all of the freeways, back at the time when people thought we were crazy to move that
far
out.
But it was a great time to buy real estate
in
Mililani.
It was. So my parents, myself, and my brother, who was still in diapers, moved out to Mililani, and that's where we grew up. We grew up out there. But commuted into town for school. My dad worked downtown, and my mom always jokes that that's why her kids are so short, because we grew up in the car.
And then tell us about, you know, you graduated from St. Andrews.
Yes, I went to St. Andrews and graduated there in 1982, decided to go to the mainland for college, and really wanted to go and experience something different, some place I'd never been. My mother thought the East Coast was too far. She thought the West Coast, I'd just get into trouble. There were too many drugs there. Mm-hmm. And so the Midwest was the nice alternative. And it helped that my mom's sister, my auntie, lives in Ohio. So my college counselor suggested that I look at Miami University. And he knew it would sell itself. And it did. And I spent 4 years there. And I absolutely loved it.
Wow. And what about your ambitions to become a lawyer?
That was a later development. I was a special ed major undergrad, and decided to go into special ed because I had always had that passion. I had been an Easter Seals volunteer when I was a young girl. I was a candy striper, and I guess this sort of helping people, that's my personal mission in life. That has been with me from the very beginning. Candy striper, Easter Seals volunteer, special ed major, and then eventually law school. So law school seemed like the natural progression, because I was studying special ed at a time when the individual rights of the student, the child, became prominent in the forefront in terms of advocacy, and the laws were not well defined in terms of whose rights should prevail. Should it be the students, the parents, the school districts, the schools? And so it was a very murky area, and I thought, I'm going to law school to fix all that.
Well, you know, it's interesting to, you know, a woman of compassion and special education major focusing, you know, Easter Seals in your service. You're always involved in serving your community.
I guess I was, and
how
I think
that was
fostered by my parents, because I can remember at a very young age, I wasn't even able to drive, but I remember my parents, my dad or my mom, dropping me off at Easter Seals campus. I think it was in Makiki, or at Kuakini Hospital to go volunteer with my little yellow candy striper apron on, and somebody had to drop me off, and somebody encouraged me, and those were my parents, and my mother's been involved in the community and continues to be active with her high school reunions and things like that. So those were great role models and great supporters for me from a very young age.
You know, and that's part of what we want to talk about. And I can't think of anybody more qualified, really, to discuss these things about volunteering and giving. And but as we go on, you know, tell us about your family. You know, you married Trey. How did you guys meet? What happened after law school?
Yeah, Trey is actually a boy that was born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. And although I went to college there, I didn't meet him there. And he and I actually didn't meet until many years later when I had left Cincinnati. I went to law school in New Jersey and eventually moved my way back to the West Coast. I was in San Francisco. And Trey was working in Los Angeles, and I had a client, Wells Fargo Bank, was headquartered in Los Angeles, so I'd make frequent trips, weekly trips, to work on that account. And while I was out there, one of our mutual friends back from Cincinnati arranged a blind date for us from a distance. And so he and I met on one of my business trips in Los Angeles and started dating and eventually got married.
And now you have two beautiful young daughters.
Thank you.
Tell us about them.
Yes. Griffin is 3.5, going on 33, I think. And Marin is 15 months. And we are just so blessed to have both of them. Yes.
You know, Kim, you know, you're a busy mom, wife, professional, and yet you're involved, very much involved in the community, very much involved in serving. You're a strong believer in Christ. Tell us about your spiritual life. How did that all develop?
Well, I can remember us going to church from when I was very young. I said we grew up, we started out in Kalihi. We went to Kalihi Union Church. And all of our families, all of my mother's siblings and their children, we all went to Kalihi Union Church. And when we moved out to Mililani, we were part of the church at our house, which was started by Reverend Chinin, Gerald Chinin, and enjoyed that experience. And then when I went away to college, so church was always part of our background. But when I went away to college, I got involved with Campus Crusade for Christ and the Navigators, and it was there that I really established and understood what it meant to have a relationship. And so those were, I think, the most important and formative years in terms of my spiritual life.
You know, Kim, how did the Lord lead you into, you're a consultant now, so how did the Lord lead you into the business that you're involved with now here in Hawaii?
Well, I was fortunate to be offered a job here locally, which is what brought me back to Hawaii. And I think for a lot of young people, they sometimes mistakenly think that there are no opportunities in Hawaii, especially if they've been away or they've gone away for school. And I would encourage them to think about, take another look, because there are a lot of opportunities. And it was a job opportunity that brought me here. And this was before we were married. Just before we were married, we were engaged. And, at the time we thought, well, hopefully one day we'll be blessed with children. And when we are, we would like to raise them in a place where we have family, where we have parents and aunties and uncles for the kids. And so the choices were Cincinnati, Ohio, or Honolulu, Hawaii. And that was kind of an easy choice, actually. That was a no-brainer. So that happened, that was very clear to us that we should be returning to Hawaii, even though my mom will tell you, even to this day, she never thought I would come home.
Well, you're back, you're here, and you are very much involved in various aspects of community life. And when we come back from our break, we want to talk with Kim about something that she's very well versed in, the area of volunteering. And I think beneath that, Kim, is this essence of your giving heart, a giving spirit, a generosity. And I think in a time like this, in our situation, in a time of financial crisis, we need to be more generous. Or the generous that God has already placed in us needs to come out. And everyone has something to give. And I want you to share with us what you've been doing, how you've been giving, how you've been volunteering, and perhaps how others could be involved too. Stay with us. We'll be back with Kimberly Miyazawa Frank. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities in 2009 to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
During World War I, two promising and highly regarded captains happened to be commanding adjacent units on the front. They walked out in front of their troops toward each other, saluted, shook hands, removed their helmets, and began a conversation. The Germans began a walking artillery barrage, which came closer to the captains. Rather than backing down, suggesting they put on their helmets and rush back to their trenches, both stood there calmly, conversing while artillery rained down around them. They weren't hit. Their names were Patton and MacArthur, two leaders who built enormous reputations of displaying courage at critical moments. You can too. Your moment may be today. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with The Good Life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. Listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle.
Welcome back to our show. We're here today with Kimberly Miyazawa Frank, and we're talking about giving in a time when things are pretty tight for most everyone. We're talking about giving.
You know, I think it's interesting that, you know, we live right now in a very troubled economy. I think that that's no mistake to anyone. But the good news for all of us is we can participate not just in the natural economy, but the reality is in God's economy. Mm-hmm. And we all know that God's economy is higher than our natural economy. You know, the Bible says in Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. With the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. That's almost a promise from God that when we participate in His economy by giving, He returns to us, overflowing that of what we've given. But it starts with us in giving. And so, you know, Kimberly's here sharing with us about how she serves and gives out of herself, not just money, but of time, et cetera. And maybe if we participate more in God's economy, we may see a greater return from God's hand. Kimberly, tell us a little bit about what you do in serving the community and giving, and just a little bit what we were talking about during the break.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just me. A lot of people give in a lot of ways, and I hope people understand that no matter what their abilities are, no matter what their life experience is, everybody has something to give, and that perhaps is the greatest lesson and the most rewarding thing, is that you can have a group of people come together who have such different life experiences, and when they come together and each person gives from their heart, the outcome is an exponential outcome. Mm. It's not just cumulative. And so whether you're giving money or whether you're giving time or whether you're giving support and encouragement or love and affection, everybody has something to give. And, and as you say, these are tough times. And the natural, for some people, the natural inclination would be to hold things closer, hold things tighter. But I think we also need to remember that although each of us is struggling, there are people who have it a lot worse than we do. And so especially now, others, social service agencies, other organizations that reach out to people need our support. Mm. Yeah.
And you were saying during the break, too, that when we extend ourselves and give out, mm-hmm. it positions us in a place then to also receive back. But I think it's kind of, you know, just physically, if we're hoarding, you know, our arms are crossed and we're trying to keep everything that we have, then we're not in a position to receive because we're too busy trying to hold on to the little that we may have. Mm-hmm. But when we extend out and we're giving of ourselves time, money, energy, then our arms are open.
Right.
And then we're in a position for the Lord to pour back into our lives. So I'm just thinking, you know, if you're listening out there and, you know, you're in a position where you're just feeling like you're holding on to the little that you have, trying to hold on, I think the scripture is admonishing us then to give out whatever little you may have and extend and watch as then we participate in God's economy and He begins to pour back into our lives. Like Danny shared in the beginning, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. I think that's a promise that we can hold on to from God, that as we refresh, God will refresh us back.
Exactly. And there's another scripture: to those whom much is given, much is expected.
Right.
And I think much is a relative term. Everybody has something and everybody is given something. And in return, there's an expectation that we would pass it on, to pay it forward, if you will.
Yeah,
and I think
good.
That's something that even, or especially in these times, I think we should remember.
You know, when I was in college, we did a mission to Tijuana, Mexico. And I never forget, they called the place the dump. That's where we were going to go. And people were living out of cardboard boxes. And you know, I went off just on my own for a walk up this hill. And I'd never seen anything like it before. And then I came back down. It was like a shock to see it all. And they had a little store. I mean, a little store there, and then I saw a little boy. And a little boy, you know, hair disheveled, his clothes literally tattered, and he was sucking on a piece of candy, sugar cane. I was going to say candy cane, but sugar cane. He was just chewing on a piece of sugar cane. And I thought, wow, that kid is, you know, that's like a huge, big extra chocolate or butterscotch seeds lollipop for him, or you know, one of those big ones from the carnival. Mm-hmm. He's licking it, right? Eating it, this sugar cane. And he's sitting on a stool, and another little boy comes up to him. And here's this boy. That's the only sugar cane he has in his hand, right? And he only basically had enough for his little behind to sit on that space. And he, as a little boy would, he shuffled his little behind to the side, and he kept moving so that the other little boy could come up. And the little boy climbed up next to him, and guess what he did with his sugar cane? He just put it in the hand of the other little boy.
Wow.
So the other little boy, and I'm just sitting there, just having come from California, you know. And I'm thinking, man, there's a picture here of, and when he looked back at me, he had a huge smile. Now, where does that come from?
Hmm.
You know, I have more than him, but but he had this glowing smile.
Right.
Tell us a little bit more, Kimberly. We want to find out some more from you about some key aspects.
Yeah, you know about Kimberly. You know, you're talking about volunteers. You know, really, it's a real heart condition, and you know, because of the difficult times we're going through, a lot of times people, like we say, they hold back. But really, God is having them adjust in other areas, maybe mm-hmm. when they have excess in their life, mm-hmm. but not to forget about giving. And there's a scripture that the word says that. That God's people will be volunteers in the day of His power, mm. and you know we look at this day that we're living in. We can look at it as you know something that we're going through difficult times, but really we can see it as God, an opportunity for God to reveal His power in our lives. And in the moments of that, people begin to be open to want to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the moments of working with people, you must see a lot of people with you know maybe who don't have that much, mm-hmm. but they have a volunteer giving spirit and, mm-hmm. and maybe you can share with us a little bit of how these people's lives are blessed by doing that.
Yeah, we work in lots of communities. I'm speaking specifically now about the Junior League of Honolulu. And we work in lots of communities here on this island. And we have done things like set up libraries in homeless shelters mm-hmm. or prepare food. We've set up programmatic type things as well as gone in and done projects that you would say are done in a day where you clean up or fix up or paint, something like that. And no matter what level we're involved at, the rewards are much greater than what we anticipate. So we think we're going in to paint a bookshelf or, you know, set a library up. And what we leave with is not just a completed library, but it's the satisfaction and the smiles of the faces right. of the children that we have met in the process, that we have sat down and read to, who have perhaps not been read to before. Mm. And it's that kind of satisfaction and it's that kind of feeling that it's not just about money. It's right, about right. Reaching people on a personal level, one-on-one, one person at a time.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, we're going to take a break right now, and we want to hear, Kim, when we come back, some stories about, you know, you're just getting into it right now, but some stories from you of what you've seen and what kind of benefits people have had, and people want to know, you know. You're going to give, and you're going to give generously, but even like the Bible says, even a generous man is refreshed. Mm-hmm. How have you seen people get refreshed? And I hope that as you're listening, you're being encouraged. And you're listening because you know that there's something that you can give, something that you can do. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Kimberly Miyazawa Frank.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities in 2009 to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's hand. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886, before airplanes were even invented. Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with the good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with Kimberly Miyazawa Frank. We're talking about giving. Interestingly enough, in a time when there is tremendous constraint financially. But you know, a program like this would not be possible without some very generous donors, sponsors who have a heart for all our listeners to bring hope and refreshment. People like orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Wally Ho's Garage and Grill, they're on Kamehameha Highway in Aiea. Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke. Dentist Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry. Delta Construction and LT Flooring. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors.
Before we went to the break, we were talking with Kimberly here and just about the whole principle of participating in God's economy, that when we give, we position ourselves then to receive. And I think in the midst of our economy, physically here in the natural, you know, a lot of times we can hoard and try to keep to ourselves. But the reality is, as we extend ourselves out and give, we position ourselves to receive back from God. And so, you know, Kimberly, I'm sure through all of the volunteering that you've done, all the different organizations that you've helped run, there must have been times where, you know, resources were falling short and things weren't turning out the way that you'd expect them to. But how has God shown himself faithful as you've been extending yourself mm-hmm. out to the community to help others? How has God shown himself faithful then to bless you back and bless your teams back and enable you to continue doing the mission that you feel like you've been set out to do?
Oh, that's a good question. There are lots of examples of God revealing himself and showing me and showing the teams just how much, what his plan is and how much we should trust in him. Mm-hmm. Because we can have our own plans and we can set right. things up the way we think they should go. Mm-hmm. But at some point you have to let go and trust God. And I think a good example would be right after Aloha Airlines filed for bankruptcy, mm-hmm. One of our members at Wellspring, Val Sugawa, who used to be an Aloha flight attendant, had the idea to have one day where Aloha Airlines employees could come in and get haircuts. She could cut hair, and she thought, let's do this for them because they'll have to go out and get job interviews, and this would be a nice way and a nice thing that we could do as a church. So she set it up as a one-day thing, and what was supposed to be one day turned into 6 months. Every wow. Tuesday for 6 months, wow. A group of people at Wellspring, and it grew over time, not just provided haircuts, but we also started to write resumes and provided clothes for people to go to these interviews in, business clothes, provided food and diapers and formula for people with young families. And most of all, we provided a place where they could come and congregate and be refreshed and receive hope, like you say, in a time of crisis. And for us, you know, we thought what we were doing was giving. Mm-hmm. And we were. And people were giving whatever they could. They would come and provide massages. They would drop off bags of clothes. They would drop off, pans of brownies or whatever they could make or give. But really what it was us being blessed, us seeing how faithful God is to people. And I'm overwhelmed thinking about it because it was probably one of the best examples of not expecting anything and actually expecting to be the giver and being the recipient. That was a huge lesson for all of us involved. So that was pretty awesome.
So you started off on just cutting hair.
Just cutting hair one day.
One day a week. Yeah. And it seemed like the Lord blew on it, and it just expanded.
Yeah,
and people started to give more. And
we got partners from the community. We had
awesome.
Local businesses dropping off food and baked goods. And we contacted some of the social service agencies, you know, Helping Hands and other job connection type organizations. And we had quite an operation going for 6 months, and you know, some of the folks who came eventually turned to the Lord. And that was a beautiful byproduct, but we did not try to sell it as that.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not intend that we would receive anything back from it, and we were just blessed tenfold by it.
I think that's so amazing because it started as a seed thought, probably, and just that one woman to say, man,
right.
I have this little gift, this little talent that I can share,
right.
And how it expanded. I think about the little boy in the Gospels with his lunch, the fish,
right.
And the two loaves.
One
he probably thought, you know, how insignificant is this? But when he offered it up,
right.
To God,
awesome.
He was able to multiply it, and many people were blessed through that. And I just think about how many gifts are stored up inside of the
That's
lives
right.
of all of us
yeah.
that we hold to ourselves. I'm sure that boy thought, man, this is my lunch. You know,
yeah.
If I share it, what am I going to eat?
Yeah.
But little did he know, by offering him up that little seed, how many multitudes of people were blessed through it. 2,000 years later, we're still talking about him. And
yeah.
how many great gifts are stored up inside of us that if we just offer it up to
That's
God,
right.
see what God will do, who knows what will come from it. But we have to first, I think, offer it up.
Yes.
Forgot to blow
yes.
on it.
And that's the question today, I think. You know, there's more than just vicariously living through a Kimberly Frank,
right.
you know, and hear her story and going, wow, that's an amazing thing. I love listening to it. It's inspiring. See, I believe that God wants us to experience that very same thing. Maybe we can also be examples,
mm-hmm.
too. Like that little boy who had something to give. Everyone. See, there's a 5 loaves and 2 fish in every one of
That's
us,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right? That just needs to be offered and placed in the hands, figuratively,
yeah.
But in our heart, realistically, we're putting it in the hands of the Lord.
Right.
So the question is, what are your 5 loaves
yeah,
and
yeah.
2 fish? What is that little bento
mm-hmm.
that you have
yeah.
to offer today? You know, what is it that God is putting on your heart? What is it that you have already given? And you've seen God multiply. You've heard Kimberly's story. What about your story?
Yeah.
You can call us and let us know. We'd love to hear it. I know many, many people would love to hear your story too.
Right.
296-5467. And perhaps you have a way in which others could also be involved, which is another question that we certainly need to talk about when we come back from our break, would be, Kimberly, what are some ways that you know of that if someone wanted to give their
That's
5 loaves and 2 fish,
right.
they could have a way to give it out
mm-hmm.
and have it actually brought into the forefront of, put into action.
Right.
That's one of the things I love about you. You're a woman of action. And the boy didn't theorize about giving that to Jesus. He put it in Jesus' hands.
Right.
And when we come back, we'll talk more about giving and putting our 5 loaves and 2 fish in the hands of Jesus for the betterment of many, many people. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Kimberly Frank.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Ever hoped God?
So
life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission Teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities in 2009 to join a Paradise Global Mission Team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime, touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
During World War I, two promising and highly regarded captains happened to be commanding adjacent units on the front. They walked out in front of their troops toward each other, saluted, shook hands, removed their helmets, and began a conversation. The Germans began a walking artillery barrage, which came closer to the captains. Rather than backing down, suggesting they put on their helmets and rush back to their trenches, both stood there calmly, conversing while artillery rained down around them. They weren't hit. Their names were Patton and MacArthur, two leaders who built enormous reputations of displaying courage at critical moments. You can too. Your moment may be today. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with The Good Life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. Listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with Kimberly Miyazawa Frank, really is sharing from her heart what God has used her to be involved in. You know, our program is for over a year, you know, we've been having this program from 2 to 3 every Thursday. And I can't tell you how many times we've talked to people and I've heard from people and say, oh, yeah, I want to listen. Or I missed it. I wanted to listen, but I missed it. And, you know, Alfredo and Billy and Martin Arinaga, we sat, we talked for quite some time, and how can we make this program more available to people who may not be able to listen from 2 to 3? And maybe that's you, or maybe you wish that you had a way, oh, I wish someone would have heard that or heard that guest speaker. Well, we have a website now that you can go to 24/7, and you can begin to access these radio programs on the, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. TheGoodLifeHawaii.org. You can go there anytime and you can access the programs. We'll even be getting this program up very shortly and some of the previous programs. And as the website is being developed, you can become more interactive. You can ask family and friends to go there and to listen to the shows. And you can use it as a tool to help other people that you're trying to reach, even bring them a step closer to the Lord.
You know, we recently just had a caller that was so blessed with Kimberly's story. In fact, she said that Kimberly's an angel, and she just was so overwhelmed with emotion. She didn't want to come on the air, but she was really blessed. And, you know, as I sit next to you, Kimberly, I can tell that, you know, you have a big heart and a heart of compassion. As you were sharing your story, I got emotionally touched too. And then, but you know, people want to help, people want to give, and I really believe even in these difficult times, but sometimes they just don't know how.
Yeah.
And how can they get involved?
I think people can get involved in a lot of ways, and people should start by thinking about what they're most comfortable with and what they're passionate about. So there are organizations that they can volunteer for or at. And I would encourage people to think first about what do you have a heart for? Is it children? Is it a particular health care or condition? You know, the Cancer Society or the Organ Donor Center, like I serve on that board. Or is it schools in your community? Is it music, the symphony? You know, there are any number of organizations. If you have a passion for it, they are probably looking for volunteers.
Coaching,
absolutely.
Being a team mom.
Yeah. So, you know, you can do that, or you can be more involved, like you say, with your kids' schools and your kids' classes. And even if you don't have children, there's a school in your neighborhood, and there are programs that I'm sure they would welcome a willing volunteer to participate in. Another avenue might be your church ministries. There are lots of different things that you can do around the church or out in the community as part of an organized group. And for some people, that's more comfortable to be part of a group, to just be told sort of where to show up and what their role will be. Sometimes that's easier than trying to carve out your own path, and that's a great way to start. So I think folks should take a look at all of these ways and think first about what do they have a heart for, because there's probably something out there that, you know, they can be directed to.
You know, I know one this guy in our church named Charlie Kealoha. You know, he hasn't been working. He's been out of work for a year, but he's in my small group, and I just feel quickened to share about him. You know, the neat thing about him is he's such a giving person. He gets involved with the younger generation. He's going to help with our camp. And I was just, you know, talking with the guys last night and saying, you know, he has every reason to be in a real self-pity mode or, you know, be depressed. But in the midst of his challenging moments, he still gives out to other people. And, you know, he's not there. He's out there, you know, in our group praying for other people, and he's not soaking or feeling bad about himself, but he gets energized by helping the next generation. And when I saw his face last night, and I realized, you know, a lot of people are like Charlie, they're struggling, but I think they find satisfaction and just a real blessing as they give to other people.
I think that's right. That's definitely what we see. When we call out for volunteers, we do see people who may not be in the best time, in the best season in their lives, but they are always blessed when they come out and they participate in the act of giving to somebody else.
Yeah, it's powerful.
I think there's a part, too, of, you know, it's a very humbling thing to give and to be involved. And I think God does some internal work in us, you know, in periods like that. Mm-hmm. And it really is not when it's a showpiece, so to speak, but when really nobody sees.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think there are certain things that even through this program that perhaps the Lord has just laid on your heart. I mean, and it's clear as day that he would have you to do. And it may be very humbling, but you know that God has put it on your heart to do. There'll be no accolades. There's no promise of any return. It's just something that you feel, and maybe even right now you sense an incredible amount of peace about it. And maybe even that peace is turning into a drum roll of excitement even. And you've come to a place in your life unlike when you haven't had in a long time, or maybe never had before, that you're excited to do something just because you're going to do it for the Lord.
Right.
And you know that it's going to make a difference in people's lives. You know what? The blessing is already yours.
Mm-hmm.
Already yours. Kim, I'm wondering if you can just give a word of encouragement to someone who feels like their back is against the wall right now, financially. They're listening, they've been encouraged, but maybe something you feel the Lord would say to them, and just especially for them to lift them up, to boost them up at this time, and share from your heart to theirs.
Well, I guess first of all, to know that you're loved, to know that whatever situation you're in, there are people praying for you, that the Lord loves you and you are special in His eyes. And I think that's where we start. From there, I would say, go out and be with other people and do what you can do to extend your arms, both so that you can receive, but also so that you can give. Mm-hmm. And that's really where the blessings will come and the blessings will be realized.
Billy, I'm wondering if you can say a prayer.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I think before we do, I think just for all of us out there, it's not how much you give or how little you give. It's the heart of wanting to refresh others. And I think when we do that, the Lord sees that and he will turn around and then refresh us back. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your promise of provision to those who are faithful to you, Lord. Not hoarding in fear, but giving in faith and trusting and extending ourselves out, knowing that we serve an almighty God that owns the cattle on a thousand hills. All the gold in the world belongs to him. And God, we choose to put our trust in you in the midst of circumstances that seem insurmountable. Lord, we trust you that as we give of our time, our treasure, our talents to blessing others, even just one person, God, that you would then would see our heart of faithfulness, Lord, and we trust you that you will provide all of our needs. You said in your word to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all things will be added to us. God, we claim that for every person listening today that is struggling, that you would refresh us and prosper us so that we can continue to refresh others. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, in the next few weeks, you're going to hear more stories from people like Kimberly Miyazawa Frank, and you're going to be encouraged, and you're going to be compelled. You're going to be lifted up. You're going to be inspired. I want to redirect your attention again. We have a whole new resource that's it's already available to you. It's continually being developed. It's our new website called thegoodlifehawaii.org, www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've heard, I'm thinking about Joe Onosai. Last week, Leo De Lima was on talking about how God did a miraculous work in her life. I got an email from someone asking, how can I get a hold of that program? And I said, emailed back, and I said, you can go there. And we have her and her husband, Kelly Boy De Lima of Capenna.
Right.
That was a previous program. And in just a couple of days, I said, you're going to be able to access her program. And there it is for you. We've had Guy Akasaki. What are we talking about, Guy? Tell the story about Guy. And
I think the amazing story about Guy is he's a multinational success story today. But he started out just saying, God, I just want to honor you with my life. And in times of tears, praying in his Bible, God spoke to him. He obeyed it. And now today he's a tremendous success.
And then what happened with the recent letter that...
In the
prison. Oh, yeah. We had a listener who called in from the Federal Detention Center, wrote a letter from the Federal Detention Center saying he was blessed and encouraged by that program, and he wanted to thank us for encouraging him in the Federal Detention Center.
So, you know, you'll be able to hear from Guy Akasaki and stories, Leslie Silva, Su Young.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
I mean, there's so much more. Amazing story. Carlos Cambry and his stories. You know, thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've been blessed with our guest, Kimberly Miyazawa Frank. Yes. Just like it's always a blessing to be with you. Until next week, along with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. And let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Been listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro along with co-hosts Alfredo Canencia and Billy Lyle. We hope you have enjoyed our show and that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential.
Just